The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
The indictment of a former president, of a perhaps candidate for president, would arguably tear the country apart. Is that your concern as you make your decision down the road here? Do you have to think about things like that?
Look, we pursue justice without fear or favor. We intend to hold everyone, anyone who was criminally responsible for the events surrounding January 6th, or any attempt to interfere with the lawful transfer of power from one administration to another, accountable. That's what we do. We don't pay any attention to other issues with respect to that.
So if Donald Trump were to become a candidate for president again, that would not change your schedule or how you move forward or don't move forward?
We will hold accountable anyone who is criminally responsible for attempting to interfere with the transfer, legitimate, lawful transfer of power from one administration to the next.
Well, I guess they've moved their timetable up a little bit with the raid on Donald Trump's house yesterday. Of course, all over the news last night. There's Merrick Garland. There's the chief law enforcement official in the land, basically saying, we're going to pursue justice, what he sees as justice, without fear. Without fear. Lester Holt said, if you go after Trump, and of course they're going for an indictment here. Of course they are. Just hauling off boxes in search for evidence of crimes. This is meant to help the January 6th committee. Forget about what the presidential acts or the statute established in 1978, I think it was. They're going after Trump. And Lester Holt there, to his credit, says, I mean, this could cause a civil war. This could split the country apart. And yet that's exactly what they're pursuing. Justice, the way they see it, this is justice. And they're not afraid of anyone or anything. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We certainly appreciate you joining our growing audience. You can see why the audience is growing. Look at what is happening to the United States of America. You know, this would be a perfect time, wouldn't it? If there was just some kind of a book that explained in detail the attack on the United States of America. Well, happy for you, there is such a book. That would be called America Under Attack. America Under Attack. As I've been saying over the last 3-4 weeks, all of these stories, all of these twists and turns. I mean, the timing for this book could not be more perfect. Here's a quote from it. Of all the intel agencies, the one Obama wanted control over most was the FBI. That's right. This is the one that Obama wanted control over, and he still has it. He's the one that ordered the raid. Let's be honest. He's the one behind it. He has no fear of the opposite side. And listen, the opposite side is coalescing together, more unified than ever before. You've got never Trumpers coming out of the woodwork now saying, look, I don't want Trump as the candidate. Or at least I didn't before yesterday. And now they do. There's tweets all over the place of people saying, look, before yesterday, you know, I really wanted someone a little less abrasive as our Republican candidate for 2024. Not anymore. I want someone who will drain the swamp. I want someone who's going to go after this lawless system, this Department of Injustice. Obama wanted control of the FBI. The FBI, it says, does the domestic investigative work on anyone who needs or holds a security clearance. So control over the FBI put him in charge of who can access what information. So they just waltz right into Mar-a-Lago yesterday. They start grabbing boxes. Here, Trump's people, they had all kinds of communications with the National Archives people. They handed over 15 boxes to them in February. But then they go in and they hunt for more. And they break open his vault, his safe. Nothing was in there. But just contrast it with Obama. Obama leaves. He takes the records with him. He gets to pick and choose what he sends back to the National Archives. He gets to decide. And, of course, no one at the National Archives would dare argue with Barack Obama. He's God. He's to be worshipped. We're to swoon before him. If he believes he should hang on to some of the records for his own personal benefit, that's fine. He's got a book to write, after all. But Donald Trump, you see, it's a different standard of justice. The Presidential Records Act, that's what unleashes this small army onto Mar-a-Lago yesterday. More than 30 FBI agents. Are you serious? That's right. First, it's the, well, not even first, the fake insurrection. That's like seventh or eighth on the list. And then we work our way through all of these stunning turns. You know, the clavicles. And Josh Hawley, he's jogging. And now we're to the Presidential Records Act. Can you believe this? Coming back to this quote from AUA, the intelligence branch has full control over what is considered classified information. That's why the fourth branch has control over the three actual constitutional branches, executive, legislative, and judicial. When other branches ask for intelligence information, often the agencies will provide it with key parts redacted to hide what is actually going on. They control that without oversight. The only people who see the whole picture are Barack Obama and his top men. That gives these people unparalleled control. So never mind what they say, Schumer and Pelosi, well, I had no idea. The Biden White House had no idea this was happening. No. Didn't know anything. They all knew. This is all part of the plan. This is part of the attack. This is part of the war. Steve Bannon spoke on that at CPAC over the weekend. We're in the midst of a war. And believe me, there's a lot of people in America right now waking up to the fact that we are in the midst of a war. Even a lot of people that just kept dismissing it. Well, Trump is kind of a bad guy. I mean, he deserves all of the investigations. He deserves all of this. But for so many people, this is a huge step too far. I mean, Trump, just consider, he's impeached for just giving a little bit of an indication to the Ukrainian president that, you know, you ought to look into Biden's family and what they're doing in Ukraine. He didn't even state it directly. It was a perfect phone call. He gets impeached because all these Democrats say, who is he to use the influence of his office to suggest that his political opponent should be investigated? Here, on the other side, you've got nonstop investigations and now an FBI raid on the house. See how it works? Control. Control. You know, we had the program just a couple weeks ago on, I should have written down the title, but basically it was on the FBI, the greatest threat to America's national security. Listen to a clip. This is from July 29th, clip 6. Is there a greater threat to America's national security than the nation's own Federal Bureau of Investigations? I mean, this is an organization that we've learned this week. And leave aside the noise coming from the legacy media that this is somehow a great week for Joe Biden. He conquered COVID. He got Manchin to swing over to Schumer's side. What a week, they're saying. Can you believe this? Even as the FBI has been exposed as an enemy of the state. Institutionally corrupted. Who could have ever imagined that the FBI would turn into an agency like this, and that they'd be provided cover by the legacy media, the propaganda media, institutionally corrupted. We were going through the Grassley letter to Merrick Garland and said, look, look, first you've got all these fake investigations, but then you've also got these whistleblowers coming forward, and there's more and more coming forward now. There's thankfully, there's quite a few people in the FBI who are furious right now. So there's going to be more whistleblowers. In any event, they came forward just a couple weeks ago saying that, you know, the FBI was behind the disinformation campaign. 51 agents or people that worked in the intelligence community signing off on a document saying that the Hunter laptop, the Biden crime family laptop, was Russian disinformation. They said the laptop was fake and the FBI spearheaded the disinformation. This is a corrupt agency through and through, save those few that are coming forward now to blow the whistle, as well they should. This is unbelievable, and it's all it's believable if you understand America under attack. I mean, but just looking at this sequence of events, particularly in recent weeks, thankfully, as I say, we've got America under attack, and we know there's a real spirit world behind this. And more and more people are going to awaken to that fact as they read this book, as they watch this program. Because this truly does give you God's perspective. So here's the breaking news from last night. We've got a montage of all of these propagandists in the media. And I mean, they are excited. They are excited about this massive abuse of power on display. They love it. They love it because they're going after the bad orange man. So you got to pull out all the stops, do anything possible to prevent him, as Dick Cheney said last week, to prevent him from ever stepping foot into the Oval Office again. That's the end game here. That's the goal. This is clip 14.
I don't think this Department of Justice is going to do something like this symbolically or simply to right. send a message that might be understandable. But
this is literally unprecedented. It hasn't happened. We have never searched the home of a former president. And we only did it because we had probable cause to believe that a crime had been committed.
It just sends the message that there is no person in this country who's above the law.
And I think the message that it sends is really important, that even the former president of the United States can be held accountable and should be and will be.
The law, and what it signifies to me, the news yesterday, is the Justice Department is returning to its historical position as a law enforcement agency above politics, trying to do the right thing and enforce the laws when they're violated.
How big of a moment is this? Is this a moment we are all going to remember?
Yes, we're all going to remember being together on this night, because this is a night where you are going to remember where you were. Even if this doesn't end up ultimately leading to, you know, where Trump's critics and political opponents, and I don't mean in the White House, but I mean Democrats, some Democrats hope it would go. It's still a remarkable moment.
Tomorrow is the day when you're going to want to buy the physical copy of the newspaper. You're going to want to buy it and fold it carefully, maybe put it in a little archival paper or parchment if you don't have that. Just put it away someday. I mean, the reason you might buy tomorrow's paper is because if the world doesn't collapse into ash by then, your grandkids' grandkids someday are going to look at that old physical newspaper you were able to save from August 9th, 2022, and they are going to goggle at the thought of what your life must have been like. They are going to goggle at the thought of what it must have been like for you to see something like this happening in your lifetime, in real time, for the first time ever in American history, having no idea how it would play out. Nothing like this has ever happened before, and we don't know how this ends. Tonight's news that the FBI has raided the home of the immediate past president of the United States, it feels both astonishing and sort of inevitable in equal measure.
There you go. So goggle away at Rachel Maddow and all the rest. The one that said the law. Now it's finally again a law enforcement agency that's above politics. He said that with a straight face. Finally, see, there nobody's above the law. Finally, they're upholding the law. I mean, records, presidential records matter. Listen to this from the Washington Post. In January, the National Archives and Records Administration retrieved 15 boxes of documents and other items from Mar-a-Lago that archives officials said should have been turned over when Trump left the White House. So they've had this constant back and forth. Keep in mind, too, there's no subpoena. There's no subpoena coming from the government saying, look, we got to get these documents back. There's just basically a discussion, open dialogue between the National Archives and Trump's people, and the relationship before yesterday was pretty good. It's pretty good. Hey, we need those documents back. Can we come look at this or that? They got 15 boxes in February. Okay, leave aside for a moment the way they treat Obama, the way they worship Obama. And then suddenly yesterday, I guess it's a national security threat. This article continues. The Presidential Records Act is critical to our democracy, in which the government is held accountable by the people. Quoting some guy who's very important. The Presidential Records Act established when? By the founders? No, actually it was 1978. For the Presidential Records Act, that led to an FBI pre-dawn raid? Here we go again. It says here, at the time, Ferraro said in a statement that Trump representatives were continuing to search for additional records. Some of the materials Trump took included letters and notes from foreign leaders, such as North Korea's Kim Jong-un. So this is interesting. Listen to this. The inventory of unclassified items in the boxes that were recovered earlier this year from Mar-a-Lago is roughly 100 pages long, according to a person familiar with the document. Descriptions of items that were improperly taken to Mar-a-Lago include cocktail napkins, a phone list, charts, slide decks, letters, memos, maps, talking points, a birthday dinner menu, schedules, and more, the person said. You can't make this up. They're going after cocktail napkins? This represents a national security threat. The FBI raid against a former president's house, that's normal, happens all the time. But cocktail napkins? He got away with cocktail napkins? This is what led to an FBI raid on Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. You read this and think, it's just gotta be some kind of sick joke. And yet all of these communists, these Marxist revolutionaries, talking like they're just trying to uphold the law. I mean, if we don't uphold the 1978 Presidential Records Act, democracy is going to crumble right before our eyes. Newsflash, democracy is crumbling. It is crumbling. You look at all of the TV cameras fixed on Mar-a-Lago last night, and the one in particular, I was watching Fox, and he kept having to kind of move it away because Trump supporters are furious. And the street, by the way, around Mar-a-Lago, lined with support for Donald Trump. Why? Why? If this is so great for democracy, if we're just saving them, why aren't people lining the streets cheering? Cheering for the fact that the FBI is raiding his house. In fact, they're out there with the Trump flags. You know this is not a surprise. It's not a surprise to you, I should say. Lining the streets, just like the rallies in Waukesha, Wisconsin, or CPAC down in Texas. They know, you see. They know they can't beat him at the ballot box. They know they can't beat him democratically. So they want him in jail. They want him in jail. Now, the only surprising thing here is just how quickly they got to this end game. The gloves are off. It's so obvious now, even to Never Trumpers. The Washington Examiner, it says, with news of the FBI raiding Mar-a-Lago, buzz quickly bubbled up Monday evening about whether former President Donald Trump could be disqualified for holding office again. This gets them excited. This really makes the panels happy, giddy with delight. If anything, if the cocktail if the clavicles didn't work, if the cocktail napkins can keep him from ever setting foot in the Oval Office, then fine. This is perfect. It's perfect. You get the sense even now that this is backfiring in a spectacular way. I told you about what the Bible prophesies regarding Trump's return. That was on yesterday's show. You can go back and look at that at our website, thetrumpet.com. It says here, the FBI search of the Florida resort, was related to Trump's handling of presidential records, including classified documents after leaving office. They're really concerned about classified documents all of a sudden. Hillary can scrub. She can scrub the hard drives, use bleach bit, take a hammer to it. Jim Comey can come out and say, yeah, there were classified documents on there. It was pretty careless. They didn't care at all. They didn't care what Obama took or turned back in. Didn't matter. Didn't matter. None of that mattered. But this, I mean, there's a dinner menu for a birthday. We've got to save democracy. It says here, such reporting had Mark Elias, the top lawyer for Hillary Clinton's 2006 presidential campaign, who has drawn scrutiny for his role in pushing Trump-Russia collusion claims, pointing to U.S. Code Title 18, Section 207. The media's missing the really, really big reason why the raid today is a potential blockbuster in American politics, Elias said in a tweet. You see, they can't help themselves. They want to tell you. They told us before the election. Look, on election night, there's going to be a red wave, okay? But just give it some time. What do you mean? Election day is election day. No, not this year. This year, it's election week. So there's going to be an initial red wave. And then after that, there's going to be a few days where you're going to see Biden make a comeback. And he's going to overtake Trump. And then he'll win the presidency. The basement candidate. That's right. It says here, the passage that says anyone having the custody of any such record, proceeding, map, book, document, paper, or other thing willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, falsifies, or destroys the same shall be fined under the title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both, and shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. So listen to one of the talking heads last night expound upon this very exciting statute. This is clip 12.
It carries the penalty that someone who's convicted of it is disqualified from running for future federal office. Disqualify him from future office, secure a conviction, and have that be the broad resolution of the whole problem, Trump.
The whole problem, Trump. We've got to keep him out of office. We've got to keep him out of office. So, hey, raid his house. Surveil him. Constantly investigate. Harass him. Go after his supporters. Put him in jail. Persecute the opposition. Persecute him. And then finally the indictment. They just got to find some kind of evidence of crimes because clearly they don't have it yet. The January 6th committee, I mean, seriously, clavicles? That was the big bombshell of a reveal for the January 6th committee? And now we're on to the cocktail napkins. Sundance said about Obama, keep in mind that former President Barack Obama removed every single document related to his administration from the office to a warehouse in Chicago. And then his team selected the materials for the National Archives. You see, the Obama team, they were held to a much different standard. Sir, just whatever you see fit to send back to the National Archives. We'd love to have it, but don't want to put too much pressure on you. Just go ahead and keep what you need to keep. And give us some crumbs, because we worship you. We love you so much. This is Jim Comey on July 5th, 2016. Remember, Hillary Clinton, she was basically running her own server with all of these classified documents. Pay for play, just like the Biden crime family. I mean, it's all there on Hunter's laptop, and it was all there on Hillary's laptop. Now, her materials had been subpoenaed. She disregarded that and then took a hammer to the laptop after the bleach bit and all those good things. Just scrubbed it. Scrubbed it. And then here's how Jim Comey explained their so-called investigation. Clip two.
Although we did not find clear evidence that Secretary Clinton or her colleagues intended to violate laws governing the handling of classified information, there is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information. Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. As a result, although the Department of Justice makes final decisions on matters like this, we are expressing to Justice our view that no charges are appropriate in this case.
All the words chosen so carefully. So carefully. She was extremely careless, but we're certainly not going to say gross negligence, because that'd get you thrown in jail. Notice, though, that he points out that she had very sensitive, highly classified information. So did the FBI show up and beat down her door and just grab those servers? No, they let her take a hammer to all of it. She not only had this highly sensitive, highly classified information on her computers, she destroyed the evidence. That's another crime. She destroyed it. And she's given a complete and total free pass. So remember that. Remember that when you see her types this week, just taking victory laps, celebrating Donald Trump's demise. The walls, don't you know, are closing in. Highly sensitive and highly classified. Wow. And yet he gives her a pass. She was running for president, after all. And, you know, we really want her to beat Donald Trump because he's the bad orange man. He's certainly more evil. This is from Joel Pollack. I'm on record as preferring an alternative to Trump in 2024, but this raid will make many people like me rally behind Trump for all of his flaws to stop the abuses of power by federal law enforcement, intelligence services, military brass, and most of all, Democrats in Congress. See, the battle lines are being drawn. And this is galvanizing Trump supporters in a way that nothing else has. NBC, sorry, this is Newsweek. It's obviously a conservative commentator. But the fact that it appears at Newsweek is pretty amazing in and of itself. It wasn't enough, it says, for the regime to concoct claims of treasonous Russian collusion to spy on his campaign and then use the subsequent investigations to divert and destabilize his administration while covering up its misdeeds. Wasn't enough for the regime. Notice, and we've been pointing out in recent programs, that this kind of terminology is just, it's becoming custom. The regime, the Marxist revolutionaries, the communists among us, he was right. He was right. We had a lady call us just this morning who was at the CPAC convention. She requested America Under Attack, and he was right. The two books that I referred you to yesterday, our 800 number, by the way, toll free in the U.S., 1-866-930-3024. We've already got thousands of people on the waiting list for America Under Attack. Should be arriving from the printer soon. I told you yesterday about some of the delays there. Satan doesn't want this book to ever see the light of day. But here's all this terminology. And by the way, some additional terminology that you heard a lot about last night, deep state. It wasn't that long ago when the deep state was a conspiracy theory. Now it's on Fox News. It's everywhere. Everywhere in conservative media. Yeah, the deep state or administrative state, whatever they want to call it, the swamp. People know. They know America's being attacked. They know patriots are being persecuted. They know this. Joe Pollack, a never-Trumper. You know what else was noticeable last night is the level of profanity from a lot of commentators that you just don't see that from. as I say, not that I'm saying that's okay, but the level of shock over this and the fact that people are so angry at what's happening in Washington, D.C., it wasn't enough, this commentator writes, it wasn't enough for the regime to execute two farcical impeachments and sabotage his every act in open insubordination and contempt, effectively forestalling a peaceful transfer of power and depriving Americans of a full 4 years for which we would have all more richly benefited. He says it wasn't enough for the regime to do everything in its power to fortify the 2020 election against him, just as it wouldn't be enough for the regime to disqualify him from the 2024 ballot. It says in defense of democracy, of course, under the fraudulent pretext of an insurrection. You know what else all of this reveals and makes so obvious? The only terminology that has yet to make it into the mainstream of conservative commentary, terminology that you get here on this program regularly, it's the election steal. They see what the regime is getting away with. And if you have eyes to see, if the regime is going to go and do what it did yesterday, you think they would even bat an eye at using 2,000 mules or 2,000 machines or 2,000 fake addresses to steal an election? Of course they would do this. They would do it in a heartbeat. And they had the perfect pretext for it. It wasn't even a pretext. It was all part of the attack. That would be the Wuhan flu, the man-made flu, made in China, made by the CCP together with the support of Anthony Fauci. What a team. What an unbeatable team. The CCP and the CDC. How about that? So that was part of the attack. 100 million mail-in ballots just sent all over the country. And then, I mean, they were showing up in the heart of night. Deep into the heart of night. And sure enough, just as Axios and others said, there was a red wave on election day. And just like there was for Carrie Lake last week, by the way. But they weren't able to cheat their way to victory, the Rhino Republicans. The Democrats surely will. And you can be sure that they are hoping and itching for this to trigger some kind of violent reaction. I mean, the rhetoric is pretty violent at the moment. The rhetoric is angry, but they're hoping for some real violence, or some made-up violence at least, like January 6th, so that they can lower the boom. Look, this is, I think it was a George Orwell statement that was sent to me this morning about how that these communists operate. It's through fraud and force. And when the fraud is exposed, which it's obviously being exposed, what are they left with? Force. Just brute force. The message behind this is that, look, if you fight us, if you fight our system of justice, you're going to jail. We'll find the crime. No problem. We'll find that crime. We don't fear the opposition. So said Merrick Garland. And that's a message coming through loud and clear from Barack Obama. He wanted control most of all. This is in America Under Attack. I read you the quote. He wanted control most of all of the FBI. He got it. He certainly did. It says here, the regime wants President Donald J. Trump arrested, shackled, and left to rot in prison. They are cheering. They are cheering on the transformation of America. Interesting words here. Fundamental transformation. I'll add the word fundamental. You know where this comes from. They are cheering on the transformation of America into something beneath a banana republic. That's right. This is the way third world dictators operate. Here's last week. Chris Ray basically goes before this Senate committee and says, I don't have to tell you guys anything. And then Friday, he has to hurry himself out because he's got to go take a vacation for the weekend on a government plane. I wonder if the IRS agents, the 87,000 new agents, I wonder if they're going to look into that. That seems like a really nice perk to have as FBI director. Get on the G5, go to the family vacay site, and have a nice, relaxing weekend. For all I know, he was still there yesterday morning when his goons were raiding Donald Trump's estate at Mar-a-Lago. This is the way third world tin pot dictators operate. We're seeing it in the United States of America, a banana republic. It says here, they are cheering on the transformation of America into something beneath a banana republic, into something even more demoralizing and devastating. The greatest nation in the history of mankind being reduced to a decaying and decadent dictatorship of the woketariat. The greatest nation in history. And look at what's happened. Do you think there's some Bible prophecies that factor into this story? Well, I alluded to a few yesterday. I might refer you to the United States and Britain in prophecy, just for the big overview that we all need with respect to what is happening to our nations. What has happened to the United States of America? Where is this leading? This sickness. Sick from head to toe, Isaiah 1. They're cheering it on. It says here, we find ourselves in a dire circumstance in which our every critical institution is being or has been turned against itself and trained on the very public it was supposed to serve. He was right. The communist infiltration. It's worse than an infiltration now, but that was all, and he was right. 10, 15, 20 years ago. It was a topic Herbert Armstrong discussed in 1956, even during World War II, even before World War II. It says here, the raid of the estate of a president by a lawless security apparatus on behalf of his successor represents the crossing of a civilization Rubicon. And many of the commentators were saying exactly that. Just last night, move ahead to clip 15.
I don't get upset or rattled easily about politics in this country. I know you don't either. This is the Rubicon being crossed. This is something we've never seen before. This is something that is outrageous. And the usage of the FBI in this way is really the nail in the coffin for so many Americans as to whether you can trust the FBI or trust the DOJ, clearly not on political matters.
It's the nail in the coffin for so many. Of course, none of this surprises any of you. We had the show just a few weeks ago about the threat that the FBI poses. And now this. And you've got Buck Sexton there basically saying, look, I don't get worked up too much. You know, some of these commentators, by the way, I could go for a little more of them being worked up, showing a little bit more emotion, given what's happening. And there's examples in the Bible, by the way, with prophets of old, with Jesus himself at times screaming to try to get people's attention. But they're starting to pay attention, and you're really, I mean, the line is drawn in the sand, and you're really seeing both sides, clearly. And like my father says in the last hour, I mean, you can't deceive yourself into thinking that, well, I'm on the side for justice and for patriots, but I'm going to stay neutral. He says, no, in the last hour, it's you know, if you're neutral in a battle such as this, you're really on the other side. You're really fighting against God. That's what we said about those that were neutral during our lawsuit over Mystery of the Ages. There's another book you ought to call and request. But for 6 years, this little church fought against all the odds, fought for Mystery of the Ages. And by the way, once they said they had a Christian duty to keep it out of print, we kept coming right back to that over and over and over again. Brad McDonald was emailing me this morning saying he wondered if this FBI raid was their Christian duty moment. Now, I mean, you've crossed the Rubicon. Now people see there are communists in our midst and they've got control. They've got control of the FBI, all of these agencies that have now been turned on Americans, ordinary Americans, law-abiding Americans. But for 6 years, there are a lot of people in the Laodicean era of God's church that knew what the Tecachas were doing was just rank evil. They knew it. But then they didn't want to come over and support the PCG because, well, we're, I guess, too abrasive. We're too confrontational. We speak out. Maybe we raise our voice a little bit too often. So we're kind of in the middle. We're kind of in the position of neutrality. We're Switzerland. How about that? A lot of people woke up this morning saying, I'm no longer Switzerland. I want to be on the winning side here. Donald Trump's coming back to office. You've heard it here on this program over and again, and you'll read more about it in America Under Attack. If you haven't made your request for that book, make sure that you do so. Here's a little bit more from that same commentator last night, clip 16.
This is undermining our faith in the not only the peaceful transfer of power, but in the executive arm of the government under an opposition party not to act like the Stasi, not to act like the secret police that we've seen in totalitarian regimes. This is crazy. I mean, everyone has to understand, they ordered a raid on former President Trump's home based on what? In what world would they not have been able to go to court and get the documents that they right. want? In what world? I mean, what's next? But look, they did this. Remember what they did to Roger Stone?
Yeah.
They pulled him out, dozens of armed officers, long guns, flak vests. Roger Stone comes out in his pajamas. He's like, what do you guys want? Can I get you a cup of tea? It was crazy what they did to him, but they were sending a message. They're sending a message now to President Trump and to his supporters that they'll come for you if you stand against the machine. This is a chilling moment in the country's history.
A chilling moment in America's history. This is a totalitarian regime. Remember all those Trumpet articles from the Obama years where we told you about the police state? Where we told you about how that he was using these government agencies as weapons against his political opponents. Remember when we told you about all the drone strikes, letting criminals out of prison, abuses of power, spying on reporters, spying on opponents? Here's where we are. And now again, talking about terminology or language that's all of a sudden common. Communists. Totalitarian regime, attack, deep state, administrative state. The only thing left is stolen election. How much longer will it be before everyone in the mainstream of conservative commentary acknowledge and even do it over the airwaves on Fox News? Let's hope that the election was stolen. You wonder if this will really wake up quite a few more commentators, or as I was telling the guys this morning, I wonder what the Supremes are thinking at the moment. The Supreme Court that said, you know what, we just want to stay out of it. We want to stay neutral. If he got it through fraudulent means, you know, there's always another election down the road. Well, like Steve Bannon says, stolen elections have consequences. And this is what we're seeing. You think the FBI, do you think they want Donald Trump coming back into office? Especially when he's basically saying, I'm going to clean house when I get there. They know they're getting away with murder. So they want him to go to jail. They just got to find a judge. And this judge, by the way, he's in Florida. He worked in support of Jeffrey Epstein. You can't make this up. And now he's going after Donald Trump. He helps the sex offender, but he's going after the bad orange man. He's the one that issues the warrant. And then we're told by these radicals on TV, look, I mean, if it was a warrant, there's probable cause. I mean, this is a serious crime. As if they don't make stuff up. As if warrants aren't fraudulent. Didn't we learn that in the Russia Trump collusion hoax? 4 times they went after this warrant. They got the judge on board. They took the Steele dossier. They said, Judge, this is really serious. This is serious, serious stuff. I mean, this is a very serious matter. And they got it 4 times to continue on with this hoax. And then now we're being lectured by talking heads saying, look, there's got to be probable cause. So there's a serious crime that's been made here. The Presidential Records Act, if you can believe it. Steve Bannon. Where are those quotes from, or those clips from Bannon? Oh boy, way, way deep into my notes. Here he is at CPAC from over the weekend, clip four.
We're at war. We are at war. We're at a political and ideological war. You can say anything else you want about it, but we're at war. There is no doubt in anybody's mind that's looked at the facts and look at the information from Arizona and Wisconsin and Michigan and Georgia and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania that the 2020 election was stolen from Donald J. Trump.
There's someone, at least now, that's willing to tell the truth about this war that we're in. Of course they would steal an election. They'll raid the house of a former president. They'll surveil a sitting president. They did all these things. They'll make stuff up about crimes committed in a Moscow hotel that were just ridiculously and not just untrue, bizarre. They just made it up. Yeah, big-time lawyers, experts, DOJ people, Comey, all those guys, they're right in on it. Listen to, again, Steve Bannon from The Weeknd. This is clip five.
This is not about President Trump. This is not about Donald J. Trump. This is issues far deeper than President Trump. This is about this republic, what was bequeathed to us and what we're going to bequeath to our children and our grandchildren.
America under attack. We are at war, as Bannon said. This is part of Trump's statement yesterday. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before. After working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. The political persecution of President Donald J. Trump has been going on for years, with the now fully debunked Russia, Russia, Russia scam, impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, and so much more. It just never ends. It's just like that Obama official said in 2016. It's not enough to beat Donald Trump. He has to be destroyed. Now they know they can't beat him. So destruction's the only option. They know the fraud's being exposed. So the only thing left is force. Just come at him with force. Just bury him. Destroy them. Mr. Trump said it's a political targeting at the highest level. He said Hillary Clinton was allowed to delete and acid wash 33,000 emails after they were subpoenaed by Congress. Absolutely nothing has happened to hold her accountable. She even took antique furniture and other items from the White House. I stood up to America's bureaucratic corruption. By the way, like I said the other day, one of our viewers pointed this out. There he was for 4 years, and he didn't even take a salary. And these people are saying he took things. He took napkins. She took furniture. She destroyed classified documents. I mean, there's real abuse of power there. And here comes the real estate man. Says, you know what? I've accumulated some wealth in my previous line of profession. I'm just gonna send the salary for President of the United States, 400 grand a year, I'm going to send it back to the Treasury to go toward America First. It says here, I restored power to the people and truly delivered for our country like we have never seen before. The establishment hated it. Now, as they watch my endorsed candidates win big victories and see my dominance in all polls, they're trying to stop me and the Republican Party once more. The lawlessness, political persecution, and witch hunt must be exposed and stopped. He's completely right. And this just exposes these treasonous agents all the more. And really, it even exposes who's really on the side of patriots, the loyalists. Sundance had a great post last night about just the reaction to some of these satanic events. He didn't use the term satanic, but the reaction coming from Republicans. I wonder what Mike Pence release a statement, or how about Mitch McConnell? It says here, at times of greatest consequence, the legacy of leadership becomes important. He goes through Ron DeSantis's tweet. He sent out a little tweet on his personal account. The raid of Mar-a-Lago is another escalation in the weaponization of federal agencies against the regime's political opponents, while people like Hunter Biden get treated with kid gloves. It says now the regime is getting another 87,000 IRS agents to wield against its adversaries. Banana Republic, said DeSantis. So DeSantis, Sundance points out, he talks about this being, you know, another escalation. And then he compares it with Carrie Lake. An interesting, fascinating, revealing comparison. Carrie Lake, as you know, she just won the Republican primary in Arizona, probably going to be the next governor of Arizona. I talked about her and even some of the comparisons to Donald Trump on yesterday's show. Carrie Lake released an official statement from her campaign. She said this: "This is one of the darkest days in American history. The day our government, originally created by the people, turned against us. This illegitimate, corrupt regime hates America and has weaponized the entirety of the federal government to take down President Donald Trump." DeSantis didn't even mention Trump. He just mentioned Mar-a-Lago, abbreviated it, and talked about another escalation. Pretty disappointing, I'd say, for someone that other people have compared to Trump. But here's Carrie Lake. She says, our government is rotten to the core. So again, here, who's closest to the truth here? Carrie Lake or Ron DeSantis? Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis? And like I say, I'm not even getting into Mitch McConnell, Mike Pence, Kevin McCarthy's statement, his weak statement last night. These tyrants, she says, will stop at nothing to silence the patriots who are working hard to save America. This is an incredibly horrendous abuse of power. If we accept it, America is dead. She says, we will not accept it. We will not accept it. We are not neutral in this fight. We are fighting against it. She stands with Trump. And more people are standing with him because they now see what they've been denying for 5, 6, 7 years. Ever since he came down the escalator, has there been, like Eric Trump said on Fox News last night, has there ever been a family in the United States of America persecuted quite like this? It's just relentless. And shame on Merrick Garland to say, look, we're going to pursue this, our standard of justice, without fear. Without fear of dividing the country or even destroying the country. Carrie Lake says, we must fire the federal government. As governor, I will fight these tyrants with every fiber of my being. She says, America, dark days lie ahead for us. May God protect us and save our country. Well, for more on that, you need to request America Under Attack. It's due to come from the printer anytime now. So make sure you call our operators, 1-866-930-3024. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. Email the show if you like. We'd love your feedback. td@thetrumpet.com. We thank you for joining us on today's show, and we'll see you tomorrow.